USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The legal team for the intelligence official behind the original complaint about President Trump is now representing a second whistleblower. One of the attorneys say that multiple whistleblowers have come forward. But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells Fox News Sunday that the president's dealings with Ukraine were legit.
When you read the transcript of what the president says, he's very clear. The reason he's withholding aid is because he wants to pressure the Europeans, particularly Ms. Merkel in Germany, that they have been dragging their feet for months on this. And by the way, we heard as early as late spring that they were probably going to withhold this aid. We've been hearing, those of us who work in national security, they were going to do that to pressure the Europeans.
The lawyers say the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, hasn't filed a complaint with the Inspector General, but does have first-hand knowledge that supported the original complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
On Monday, the Supreme Court will consider whether federal employment law that bars discrimination based on gender applies to sexual orientation and gender identity. The Trump administration argued that it does not. This will be the first time in the court's history that it's heard a civil case concerning transgender individuals. In November, the court will consider the administration's decision to phase out DACA, the Obama-era initiative that protects nearly 700,000 young undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children from being deported. The Supreme Court is opening its 9-month term beginning Monday. They're scheduled to hear 3 cases on Tuesday. The court will turn to arguments in 3 related cases on a major LGBT rights dispute. The justices will consider whether a landmark federal anti-discrimination law that bars sex discrimination in the workplace will protect gay and transgender employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An investigation by Consumer Reports has found that the average cable bill includes more than 13 line item charges that is used to pass along rate increases to customers while leaving the advertised rates unchanged. John Clemens reports.
The investigation by Consumer Reports found cable companies charge numerous costly fees that can add about $450 to the average customer's bill each year. Jonathan Schwantes is a senior policy counsel for Consumer Reports.
They found a way to break out one of their input costs. And the problem with that is they're still advertising a low rate. And the rate increases happen when Comcast or Charter raise these fees. And oftentimes those fees aren't included as part of your locked-in promotional rate. So really, they've created a way to disguise their cost increases.
Schwantes reports cable providers could be making an estimated $28 billion a year by charging company-imposed fees. I'm John Clemens.
A top negotiator in contract talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers says bargaining has hit a big snag. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus is raising doubts about whether there'll be a settlement soon in a contract dispute that's led to a 21-day strike by 49,000 union members. The letter says the union presented a proposal to the company, but General Motors responded by reverting to an offer that has already been rejected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.